One of the most disturbing events in the history of the American medical profession was the Tuskegee Syphilis Study. During that 40-year experiment, nearly 400 African-American men from Macon County, Alabama, were denied effective treatment for syphilis so government researchers could learn about the natural progression of the disease. Our regular health commentator, Dr. Vanessa Northington Gamble, says that although Tuskegee has come to symbolize racism and misconduct in medical research, it is just one of many events that continues to affect both the attitudes of African Americans about the healthcare system and the care that they receive. Dr. Gamble is in our Washington, D.C. studio, and as always, Dr. Gamble, nice to have you back on the program.
Nice to be here, Tavis.
Glad to have you. Dr. Gamble, it's widely believed that Tuskegee is at least partly responsible for the deep distrust of medical and public health authorities among many in the African American community. Let's start our conversation by reminding listeners about Tuskegee.
Tavis, the Tuskegee Syphilis Study went for 40 years, from 1932 to 1972, in which 400 poor African-American men in Macon County, Alabama, were denied treatment for their syphilis. The government went to great extremes to make sure the men were not treated. For example, during World War II, when the men went to their draft boards, they were on a list and told not to be treated. The study was only stopped because it made front pages of newspapers in 1972.
Tuskegee is clearly the preeminent example when one talks about the distrust among African-American people relative to the medical industry. But this medical and public health distrust is well documented. There are other examples beyond Tuskegee. Give me a couple examples right quick.
Well, I mean, there was a study that was done, if you want to call it a study, in the 19th century by the so-called father of modern gynecology by the name of Marion Sims. And he used slave women to conduct experiments in terms of gynecological surgery. He did not use anesthesia on these women, but as soon as he perfected the technique, he used the technique on white women who under anesthesia. After the Civil War, there were fears that night riders would come and take African Americans away for experimentation because of the belief of how they had been treated in slavery times by physicians.
How much of this distrust is due to the past versus the present?
It's clear that Tuskegee, even though it's in the past, is still a part of the lives of many people when they interact with the healthcare system. For example, when the postal workers here in D.C. were offered the anthrax vaccine, many of them refused because of Tuskegee. They felt as if they were going to be experimented upon. Also, how African Americans are sometimes treated once they get through the doors of the healthcare system, not with respect, maybe people thinking they're not as intelligent. And so I think this also affects how people react with the healthcare system.
The Tuskegee experiment clearly was real. No mythology about that. It happened and it was real. Yet it seems to me that there have been all kinds of conspiracies, things that are not real. I wonder whether or not you think the conspiracies around medical treatment and health drive things like keeping black folk away from getting tested for AIDS.
Definitely. One of the myths around the Tuskegee syphilis study is that the men were given syphilis. And that is a long-standing, persistent myth. The men were not given syphilis. They had syphilis. But because of this myth that the men were given syphilis, there are times when African Americans won't take protease inhibitors, those who have AIDS, because they feel that that African Americans were given AIDS. And that is why there is some people believe that that is why there's a high percentage of African Americans with AIDS, because the government has given it to them. So there, these conspiracy theories are still there, and those of us in the healthcare system really have to work against these myths and in order to improve the healthcare of African Americans.
How difficult is it for those of you in the profession to try to provide culturally competent care in the context of conspiracies and other concerns that black folk have about medicine?
It's very difficult because on the one hand, you don't want to foster the conspiracy theories. But on the other, you have to acknowledge them because they are real. And I feel that if you don't acknowledge the existence of of these theories, then there will be patients who feel that you don't understand them and don't understand the context of the care that they give and also the context of their lives.
In response to the revelations about Tuskegee, Congress adopted some safeguards to make sure that things like Tuskegee would never happen again. Are those safeguards still in place? And if they are, why aren't they enough to convince certain African Americans that all is well when you go see your family doctor?
Those safeguards are still in place. And one of the positive, if you want to use it, consequences of the Tuskegee syphilis study is that there are more safeguards. For example, there's now something called institutional review boards, which are supposed to review all research that comes with federal dollars. Unfortunately, institutional review boards are overburdened, that these are volunteers on these committees, and so they have a lot of work cut out for them. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is strengthen the institutional review boards and also try to get more people of color on these institutional review boards.
Dr. Vanessa Northington Gamble is Vice President for Community and Minority Programs at the Association of American Medical Colleges and a regular commentator on this program. And as always, Doctor, thanks for coming by to talk to us.
Thank you for having me, Tavis.